שלום, אנחנו לומדים את המאמר, מאמר רבש, מהו וראית את
אחור. We are reading a Rabash article, what is, you will see my back, but my face shall not be seen in the work. You can find the article in the study materials tab in the Arvut system. You can also send questions, relevant questions will be aired during the lesson. Article of Rabash, what is, you will see my back, but my face shall not be seen in the work.
Yes, I guess in this way we have to reach the purpose of creation, where we are following the back of the Creator and we're demanding the face. Let's see, please.
Ma'amar Rabash, Mahu veraita et achorai ufanai lo yirau.
What is, you will see my back, but my face shall not be seen in the work. It is known that the order of the work, in order to achieve the purpose of creation, which is to do good to his creations, is in two manners. One, the manner of the mind, which is faith above reason, is a manner that is called within reason, that is called against reason. That is, the reason of a person determines whether something is worth doing or not. According to the rule that one cannot go against reason, it follows that a person takes upon himself to serve the Creator, even if the mind does not understand that it is worthwhile. And yet, a person takes upon himself faith in the sages who determined for us how to serve the Creator. They said that we must follow the rules of the Torah and not according to the intellect. And this is called mind.
Two,
the manner of the heart, meaning the will to receive. And he must work against the desire. Meaning, work and do things in order to obtain the desire to bestow. This is called heart. Since man by nature is born with a will to receive for himself, when he wants to work in order to bestow, he is shown, so he will know that the will to receive is bad. However, he must not see right away how much the will to receive controls him, meaning to know how bad it is that it controls us to the point that one is unable to emerge from its control by himself. If one were to see the power of the evil within him and how far he is from the Creator, because of this evil, he would say, the control of the evil in me is bigger than in the rest of the people. So how can I defeat it? I'm wasting my effort, since it will all go to waste. For I see no way out of the control of the will to receive. And the will to receive is all the bad, meaning the only obstructor from achieving dvikut, an equivalence of form. Therefore, it is better for me to escape this campaign. But since the bad is not shown at once, but bit by bit, by giving him an ascent, so he thinks that he no longer has any bad. Since during the ascent he feels that he is close to the Creator and no longer needs the Creator to help him anymore, because he thinks that he will remain in this ascent forever. For now he sees that everything is folly, and all that matters is nearing the Creator. But since a person should see all the bad within him, so he can pray with all his heart, for only then does he have a complete kli. Meaning, a real lack. He therefore receives a descent from above. In other words, he is shown some more of the evil that is found in the will to receive, and which he did not think about. And this continues repeatedly, and each time a little more evil is revealed to him. If he does not escape the campaign, when he reaches the bottom of his evil, the Creator gives him the required help, which comes to him in order to save him from the control of the evil within him, at that time, a person is rewarded with the desire to bestow, called second nature. And then he receives the opening of the eyes in the Torah. It therefore follows that it is not as one thinks about how the order of the work should be, according to his view. Rather, the Creator has a different order. It should be said about this, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways. In other words, a person understands that the order of the world is that a person learns some science or profession, and each day he advances and understands more and more until he grasps his field of expertise in full. Therefore, once he is accustomed to the work, as he received while learning, meaning that all that we should work on is the practice. In other words, one is taught to take upon himself faith, to believe in the Creator, and believe in the sages who set up for us the way by which to observe Torah and Mitzvot. And all that one needs to remember while engaging in Torah and Mitzvot is that he is observing the Mitzvot of the Creator who commanded us through Moses and sages that followed him. And by this, we will be rewarded in this world and in the next world. This is the manner of the beginning of man's work in Torah and Mitzvot. This is called work in practice, meaning that one should remember while observing Torah and Mitzvot that he is observing the commandment of the Creator. This is called work of the general public. This is also called still of Kedusha. Afterward, when he is accustomed to work in practice and gladly observes it, since he is rewarded with observing the mitzvot of the Creator, we can speak of the intention. However, before one observes the Torah and Mitzvot, like the general public, meaning in practice, we cannot speak to that person about the intention. This is as Maimonides said, that the intention, which is called Lishma, is not revealed to any person. Rather, until they gain knowledge and acquire much wisdom, they are shown that secret bit by bit. This means that Israel in general, which are called still of Kedusha, faith shines for them as surrounding light. And from this, a person can observe Torah and Mitzvot in practice. However, those who are still not observing Torah and Mitzvot, even in the manner of the general public, it is certainly impossible to speak with them about the intention. Conversely, those who are fine in terms of the general public, yet feel an inner drive that there is also the matter of intention, since they heard that there is also the matter of having to do all the deeds for the sake of the Creator, called Lishma. A desire awakens in their hearts to be among the people who engage in Torah and Mitzvot for the sake of the Creator. There are several interpretations concerning for the sake of the Creator. One, he engages in Torah and Mitzvot for the sake of the Creator, meaning he is not observing Torah and Mitzvot for respect or for money, but only because the Creator commanded us through Moses that we must observe his Mitzvot. This is why we observe, and not for respect or for money. It follows that this is called for the sake of the Creator, meaning because the Creator commanded us to observe the Torah and Mitzvot. However, in return for this, a person wants the Creator to reward him. As our sages said, you can trust your landlord to reward you for your work. There is a second meaning to the matter of for the sake of the Creator. Self-benefit is not the reason that obligates him to observe Torah and Mitzvot, but the importance and the greatness of the Creator obligates him to engage in Torah and Mitzvot. In other words, the reason he wants to engage in Torah and Mitzvot is to serve the King and observe his commandments. It follows that the reward is not the reason, as we explained about the first manner of for the sake of the Creator, where the reason he observes Torah and Mitzvot is his desire that the Creator will reward him. Since he does not observe Torah and Mitzvot, but he works in concealment, so that one knows of his work in Torah and Mitzvot, but the Creator. So he wants the Creator to reward him. It follows that self-benefit is the reason. But when he wants to work only because of the greatness of the King, this is called for the sake of the Creator, meaning that the intention of the reward is that he is serving the Creator. This is as it is written in the Sulam, that he should fear the Creator because he is great and rules over everything.
Mishum shehu gadol u'moshel bakol. Uve'amur yotze.
It therefore follows that precisely when one works not in order to receive reward, but his intention is for the sake of the Creator, Namely, that the greatness of the Creator obligates him to observe Torah and Mitzvot. This is called Lishma. That is, it is not the reward, but the greatness of the Creator. That is the reason why he observes Torah and Mitzvot. Therefore, we should ask, what does it mean that they said you can trust your landlord to reward you for your work, if the person is not working for a reward? We should interpret that those who work in not in order to receive reward, it means that they want to work in order to bestow. However, the body objects to this, and they cannot overcome the will to receive for themselves. Yet they desire this and pray to the Creator to help them be able to work without any reward. At that time, the Creator hears their prayer and gives them a second nature called desire to bestow. And this is their reward that they are rewarded with, working only for the sake of the Creator. However, we should know that precisely when one begins to work in order to bestow, when he wants to achieve this degree, since it is against nature, and one cannot come to this by himself, but the Creator must give him the desire to bestow. Since there is a rule that there is no filling without a lack, for it is impossible to fill something where there is no receptacle, called lack. And since the lack over inability to perform acts of bestowal is also not in one's hands to feel, but this feeling that a person must work in order to bestow, a person asks, for what purpose do I want to perform acts of bestowal? So one must first feel that without the desire to bestow, he is deficient, meaning separated from the Creator due to disparity of form. Yet this, too, one cannot feel, but rather this, too, meaning the feeling of the evil that exists in the will to receive for oneself, that by this he becomes separated from the Creator. This, too, he cannot understand, since he asks, what will you get out of doing everything in order to bestow? With these questions, he loses the desire and the need to do everything in order to bestow. Thus, precisely through the light in the Torah, which shines for a person, even when he learns Lo Lishma, this light gives a person the ability to feel the lack and the need to obtain the desire to bestow. However, one is not shown all the bad that is in the will to receive, but is shown a little bit each time. After each descent, when he sees that he is separated and has no desire to work, he is given an ascent. And after each ascent, he gets another descent until all the bad is revealed to him. Then, once he has a complete lack, he receives from above the desire to bestow.
באמצע העבודה, כשהאדם מקבל ירידה,
but in the middle of the work,
when
a person suffers a descent, he wants to escape from the campaign. This state is called achoraim, meaning that the faith he draws in the work does not illuminate for him, and he understands that the Creator should behave with him as he understands. Yet the Creator does what he wants, and not what the person wants, who thinks that the order in the work should be similar to every profession that a person learns, and that each day he advances. Here, however, a person sees that each day he is regressing, meaning each day he sees that he's in a state of achoraim. But in truth, the Creator behaves with him as he thinks and not as the person thinks. Accordingly, we see that the order of the work is opposite from man's view. For man understands that by having an ascent in degree each time, he will achieve the completion of the goal. But the Creator thinks to the contrary. Since if a person were to remain in a state of ascent, he would think of himself as complete. That is, he would not see any deficiency in his work, and then he would remain in a state of still. He would not feel that the bad in him, due to the will to receive, is bad, since he would not see that it obstructs him from engaging in Torah and Mitzvot, and he would not know what is a Choraim, meaning what it means that the Torah and Mitzvot do not shine. Rather, he would always be happy that he's serving the Creator and observing His commandments. There's a rule that from above, no redundancies are given. Meaning that when one does not feel that he's missing the essence, it is forbidden to give him extras. There's a rule that when a person is deficient on life's necessities, meaning when he is deficient of the breath of life called dvekut with the Creator, called whole faith, it cannot be said that he should be given extras, namely, that a person does not feel he needs things that without which he cannot live. In spirituality, this is called extras. That is, precisely when a person asks the Creator to give him something that he needs so much, to the point that without it, his life is worthless. This is called necessity. And this is called a real desire, meaning a lack that is worthy of being satisfied. But if his desire is not as great, it is regarded as redundancies. Therefore, when one is satisfied with Torah and Mitzvot in practice, it cannot be said that he should be given a greater degree, since he is not so needy of salvation. It follows that one cannot ascend the rungs of holiness unless he feels that he is in utter lowliness. This is called a state of achoraim. Thus, when he's in a state of achoraim, he can receive a kli, vessel, called desire to receive help from above. And the help that comes from above is called a soul. As it is written in the Zohar, he who comes to purify is aided. He asks, with what? And the answer is, with a holy soul. Each time he asks for help, he receives a greater degree until he is rewarded with attaining the Naran Chai in his soul. By this we should interpret what we asked, what is, and you will see my back, but my face shall not be seen. We should interpret, and you shall see. It means that if a person wants to be rewarded with seeing, meaning with opening the eyes in the Torah, namely the Torah that is the names of the Creator, a person cannot be rewarded with this during an ascent. When he sees that the Torah and Mitzvot shine for him and give him satisfaction. And he wants to have a higher degree each time, as is done in corporeal matters, where each time a person sees that he's adding in obtaining what he wants, both when he learns some profession or some science. It follows that the person is always in ascent, called panim. In spirituality, it is to the contrary, specifically from the state of Achoraim, from states that do not illuminate, meaning specifically from descents, when more bad appears in him each time, meaning the measure of the bad in the will to receive, how it obstructs one from achieving the goal for which he was created. This is because a person cannot receive help from the Creator unless in a state where he feels the real deficiency. It follows that a person cannot say that the Creator is not looking at him when he sees that he is regressing. Rather, this achoraim that a person feels comes from above. That is, the Creator has given him help by his seeing the bad that is in the will to receive. It follows that the person is advancing, but not according to the person's view, but according to the Creator's view. As it is written, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts." This means that the Creator first helps him by making him feel each time more of the measure of evil that is in the will to receive. For as said above, it is impossible to reveal to him all the bad at once, but each time a small amount is revealed in him. Since if a person sees all the bad at once, he will escape the campaign. Therefore, it is revealed to him little by little, until he sees its real measure. At that time, he has a real need for his help. And then he is rewarded with extending the Naran Chai in his soul. This is the meaning of what is written, and you will see my back. Precisely through the states of Achoraim can one be rewarded with the goal. By this we can interpret what is written, the Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you because you were more in number than any people. For you were the least of all peoples. We should ask, what does this come to teach us? Does anyone think that the people of Israel are numerous than all the nations? So the verse comes to tell us, so we will not be mistaken that the Creator chose us, because the people of Israel are more numerous than all the nations. Rather, we should interpret that when we speak of the work, whether we speak of Israel or whether we speak of the nations of the world, we are speaking within the same person. As it is written in the Zohar, every person is a small world in and of itself. Therefore, we should interpret that sometimes a person is in a state where the quality of Israel within him is greater than the quality of the nations of the world within him. In other words, he's in a state of ascent. This is so when he feels that he is complete in Torah and Mitzvot. Therefore, by this, one can be rewarded with the love of the Creator, since it makes sense that when one feels that he is walking in the right path, according to one's view, when he's working in the manner of the general public, and because of this, the Creator should love him. To this comes the answer, the Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you because you are more in number than any people. The question is, why does the Creator not favor a person when he feels that he is serving the Creator in completeness? The answer is, as said above, that a person does not need the Creator's help in order to be rewarded with the Creator's love, since he feels that he is complete in terms of the practice, that he is a still of Kedusha.
But
the verse says, I favor you, for you are the least of all peoples. In other words, specifically from the state where you feel that you are the least of all the peoples, that all the desires of the nations of the world govern you. And the Israel in you does not merit a name. And you see the bad within you to its true extent. Then you pray that I will help you. And since now you have a real need, since you feel how far you are from doing anything in order to bestow, then comes the right time to help you. Since then, you are asking for necessities and not for extras. In a state of ascent, a person does not need the Creator to help him, except for extras. As it is written, the Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people. For then you do not need me for necessities, since your state is more in number than any people, and you feel that you are governing the evil in you in the quality of the general public, which is the practice. So why did the Creator want you? It is precisely from the states where you are the least of all peoples, meaning when the nations of the world govern the quality of Israel in you, and you cry out to me, help, with all your hearts. Then I love you. And only then can I keep all that I promised the forefathers concerning the inheritance of the land. For now, you have the kelim to receive my blessing, meaning vessels of bestowal. For when one has vessels of bestowal, he can receive the blessing from above.
It
follows from all the above that a person does not need to be impressed when during the descent, the bad comes to him to argue with him and makes him think you see that you are not advancing in the work. So I advise you to run from this path, which is work of bestowal. And go work in the manner that the general public works, meaning only in practice. This is the time of choice to overcome and say, now I see the truth, how far I am from the Creator, and only He can help. And to believe what is written, for you hear the prayer of every mouth. Meaning, even though he is not worthy of being helped, the Creator still helps. Therefore, he says, I will certainly get help from above, since I feel that the help that the Creator will give me now is truly reviving the dead.
But
if a person is not rewarded, he escapes from the campaign and says that this work belongs to those who are gifted, but he is unfit for it. Yet our sages said about this, the ways of the Lord are straight, the righteous walk in it, and the wicked fail in it. Therefore, do not run away.
Thank you, Niv. Well, we have Camp U9. No, they didn't want to ask.
That was a mistake, sorry.
H4.
I'm asking about descent or coarseness in the 10 or in an individual within the 10. The descent is basically an opportunity to develop the kli. Now, usually I find that what we do, and I do it with myself too, is we only want to make the problem go away, not develop the kli. We don't see it as such an opportunity. We want to balance it. So how should we actually relate to a friend in a descent? How do we help him develop a kli and not just escape the descent?
The most correct is example. That you are all in 110, in one kli, one vessel. The Creator is influencing you, so give each other examples.
And when the 10 feels coarseness, what can it do? How do we work with it? We're not deterred by it, but we still don't know how to work with it.
Work with what?
With coarseness, when various desires rise in different people and the 10 as a whole can't unite them yet.
You need to look at each other and learn from one another what to do. And turn to the Creator and ask for the strength, for the power of connection to be among you, for the Creator to be slightly revealed, and then you will feel that you are ready for connection.
Basically, the state is asking us for more effort or direction?
Yes. Of course it is. Of course it is. Carmiel.
Thank
you, Rav. It says here that the whole of Israel called sacred still, the light shines in them and gives them the power to carry out the Torah in practice. This term, sacred still, and the general public of Israel, that's new to me. And what is this force? How do we connect to it?
All of Israel is the general public. The general public, it is, which is still has this leaning, it's on the road to attaining the Creator, but it's a general public.
But how do I connect to it? Meaning I work in the tent. It's not the general public or the whole of Israel. And he says we have to connect to this force in order to begin the work.
If you are working in a ten, you have to belong to the ten. That's it. You need to really constantly take the state of the ten into consideration and be incorporated there. Haifa 3.
It says, help that comes from above is called soul. Can you elaborate on that?
When help comes to a person, it comes from the Creator, from above, from heaven, the force of bestowal, the force of Bina. And this saves a person, raises him to a higher degree.
PT 35.
Thank you, Rav. What does it mean to reach a state of deficiency that becomes necessity for us?
Necessity means I have to get it. It doesn't matter at what cost. And this is what we say about our lives. That deficiency that I had before is not so important. Now we do feel it as a deficiency that is important.
Rav, I feel that our effort when we draw the light gives us the recognition of evil and corrects us in parallel. Is that a correct feeling?
Correct. This is why it is written, anyone who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than him.
Cab U4.
Shalom Rav, Shalom Gorkli. It's very interesting because in the text is mentioning profession as a means of acquiring a higher degree upon others. So is it right understood that if I want to see myself, if I want to be granted by seeing in the Torah, in an ascent, I will not be given the capability of seeing because it's only for myself, and then I will be given a descent where then I will be able to develop the deficiency, and then I will ask for the whole friends and not for my own self?
Clarify it some more. There are many incidents in this. Women Ukraine too.
Thank you, dear Rav. Good morning. Please say, in my life, I've had states twice when I turned to the Creator and told Him either take me or help me. How to get to this desire to bestow, to this kind of deficiency of necessity to bestow, how to get there?
We need to work on this. We need to think what desire runs me, governs me, how I advance toward, to which goal exactly, who awakens this goal, and so forth.
What does it mean, what desire governs me? Meaning the desire to receive or to bestow what I want to receive, that's what I need to scrutinize?
Yes, of course.
Thank you all. Think about it.
Рав, скажите, как из индивидуальной работы по выходу из желания получать мы в десятке соединяемся вместе?
How from individual work of escaping the will to receive we connect with the ten?
We want to be above the individual will to receive of each one and connect only in the desire to bestow. And this way, gradually, we perform some actions and the Creator shines on these actions with His light. And so it turns out that gradually we enter into the will to bestow.
По моему опыту, вначале Творец сближается с одним товарищем, и потом уже есть большее желание.
From my experience, at first, the Creator brings you closer to one friend, and then you have a desire to connect to other friends who feel that only in the connection between us we get to the goal. So what can I do for the friends to not wait that the Creator will put them in a state of a Hohaim, but I go through it. So what can I do for them?
To rise above the desire, the self-desire for yourself toward yearning to connect with the friends.
Meaning if I show them an example, through that example, an upper force goes through and influences them, and then they won't have to go through a Hohaim states, or everyone has to?
No, we all have to go through the states, otherwise from where will we have the vessels? Clear? Okay. Moscow 7.
Спасибо, Раф. Очень замечательная статья, и неожиданный вывод здесь получается у Рабаша, что...
It's a wonderful article, and the conclusion Rabash arrives at is surprising, that a person shouldn't pray during a descent, a fall, and should not argue with it. It's unexpected because usually from states of descent all the work happens and our whole work is just to turn to the Creator. So can you explain what it means to argue and not to pray?
We will have to read this article again, and then everything will sit within you correctly. Africa.
Good morning, Rav. So it's written in the text, afterward, when he is accustomed to work in practice and gladly observes it, since he was rewarded with observing the mitzvot of the Creator, we can speak of the intention. However, before one observes the Torah and mitzvot like the general public, meaning in practice, we cannot speak to that person about the intention. So my question, during Pesach, for instance, we put in a lot of special preparation and we try to have a good intention on these actions. Is there merit for us to now, in the state of preparation that we are in, to uphold other mitzvot, like it is written about in the text about the general public?
Okay,
We
only need to make greater efforts to connect with the friends. That's the main thing.
So what, if I can continue, how do we interpret then the mitzvot? We understand now, like you said, make greater efforts to connection. But mitzvot, it's something in plural, it's something, and people write about it. Is there a way for us to maybe take what is written and try and apply it, or try to use it within the group itself?
Mitzvot, commandments, are all kinds of manners, all kinds of forms of connection between us. Forms of connection between us. That's it.
Latin 14.
Latin 14.
Buenas noches, Rab. ¿Cuál es la promesa que el Boré le realizó a los patriarcas?
What is the promise of the Creator to the forefathers?
Lo evante shela.
I didn't understand the question.
What is the promise the Creator made to the forefathers? Probably with regards to the inheritance of the land. What is the promise that Creator made to the forefathers?
I don't know what. What to answer? He needs to ask something complete. What does it mean that the Creator promised to the forefathers?
The text says this: you cry to me, help with all your heart, and then I love you, and only then I can make the promise I made to the forefathers about the inheritance of the land.
No, to the forefathers, to the forefathers. The Creator promised that their children will inherit the land of Israel. Yes, so what is the question?
Bueno, entonces esa es la respuesta, digamos, de vivir con él, digamos.
The sons will inherit the land. The land means desire. So the sons will receive the desire for the land of Israel. And then the Creator will be able to give it to them.
Turkey 2.
Turkey 2.
Rav Yakar, onlu olarak nasıl çoğunluğun duasını inşa edeceğiz ki Kli'nin ruhunu genişletebilelim?
Dear Rav, how can the ten build the prayer of many so as to expand the soul of the vessel?
How a ten?
How to build the prayer in order to expand the soul.
A prayer should be for the connection among everyone. So then our vessel will be bigger, more complex. And in it, we will be able to feel the Creator more forcefully and ourselves together with Him. And in this way, we will grow.
Beseder.
Okay.
Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
Спасибо. Насколько я понял, одна из основных точек в этой статье, что когда у человека есть удовлетворение...
Thank you. According to what I understood, one of the main points in the article is that there is pleasure from the work, And then a person who enjoys the work can't be given a higher degree because he's not yearning for the Creator's help. On the other hand, a few days ago, Rabash wrote that specifically in the descents, we have to see a sense because the mitzvah induces a mitzvah. So we see that the ideal state to be in both efficiency and joy?
Yeah.
Rav.
I suppose, probably.
But how to do that? What's the role of the ten here? How to help friends?
The ten must, first of all, see to the ten.
Такое общество, такое ощущение, что ты находишься
в... When there is such a society, such a feeling that you're in there, in your, within your friends, together with them, and this determines your spiritual state, and this is what leads you to the future.
Да.
So the role of the ten is to give a general atmosphere and everyone does his own work?
Yes. Next. We've got Cambu 7.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. Today in our ten we had a very big discussion in order to establish the difference between a necessity and an extra in spirituality. My question is, to decide to bestow an extra or a necessity in spirituality?
It's
necessity, because without this intention, we won't be similar to the Creator. It is, in fact, the most important.
Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan.
Спасибо, дорогой Рав. И как я правильно
понял? Thank you, dear Rav.
Которая просто без намерения.
As I understood, actions without intentions are not for her sake, and to make it for her sake, lishma, we have to add the intention. What is the intention and how do I add it to the action correctly?
How
do I add intention to the action? For each and every action, I have to add an intention. Why am I doing this? What for? With whom? And so forth. Then it turns out that I have a complete action. As it was said, commandment without an intention is like a body without a soul, meaning if I don't think of the outcomes for, of the action, then my action is considered dead.
No.
If I may make a precision, what should I wait for? To what intention should I build? What result should I expect?
Expect the Creator to give you a result.
Привет, Рав.
Привет.
Hello, Rav.
It
follows from the article that when a person is in an ascent, he is in extras, and when he is in a descent, he is deficient. We often pray for a deficiency. Does that mean we're praying for descents? For falls, it's not good, right?
Yes, we nevertheless have to think about this state. Not in what state we are, but rather what state the Creator wants to see us in. That's the right intention. And from that, I'll already be able to work accordingly.
Is it correct to pray for increasing the deficiency for connection, for bestowal?
Yes.
Thank you, Rav. It is written here, and it's very interesting. The answer to this is that a person does not need to expect his help because a person feels complete in the action, which is sacred still. So, still of Kedusha. How do we understand it?
I didn't understand what you asked.
It is written in the article, to this comes the answer that a person does not need his help to be rewarded with his help because a person feels complete in terms of the action, which is still of Kedusha, of holiness. How should we understand what is written here? It is written in the article. The question is, why does the Creator not favor a person when he feels that he is serving the Creator in completeness?
Yes.
The answer is, as said above, that the person does not need the Creator's help in order to be rewarded with the Creator's love, since he feels that he is complete in terms of the practice, that he is a still of Kedusha, of holiness. So the friend is asking, what is this state? How should he understand it?
That the person is sacred still? Because it's still in that it has no force of moving on its own, but still it wants to be in holiness in order to bestow. That's the first degree of the person.
But Rav, he says in the article that a person does not need the help of the Creator to obtain the love of the Creator. How should I understand it? If the Creator doesn't give me a complete efficiency, how will I receive help from above?
The Creator gives you an incomplete deficiency. And by studying and connecting with the friends, you increase your deficiency, and then that deficiency becomes sufficient to turn to the Creator and ask Him for the right help.
What is the right help?
The right help is that you're given vessels, power, understanding, how you can make yourself greater and connect to the friends and through them to the Creator. On the way, you do that, of course. Each one has their own quota.
Thank you.
Okay. Where are we now?
PT6.
PT6.
It says that precisely from a state where you feel that you are the least of all the nations, meaning that all the desires of the nations of the world are pulling you, and the Israel in you does not merit a name, then you pray that I will give you help.
Yes.
If the egoistic desires govern a person and Israel in him doesn't merit a name. So from which discernment is he asking, from which phase is he asking the Creator for help?
I didn't understand the question. What do you mean from what discernment? From
what is there in me from which I'm asking for help if the nations of the world are governing me?
Specifically because you feel that they govern you.
So what is that additional point that is not governed?
It's not governed. It's unrelated to the nations of the world because it feels that
all of them are governing it.
So that's the question, that point. What is it? What is it exactly that's called Israel?
It is called Israel, and it's opposite to the nations of the world. And therefore, a person turns from within that point.
What does it feel? Is there something that it feels in all the states, even the lowest, from which you can begin to rise?
Yes, that it is in captivity. It's held captive.
Beseda.
All right.
Tel Aviv 1.
Tel Aviv 1.
Chavarim.
Why is the sacred still called the whole of Israel, the general public of Israel?
The sacred still is the general public, that they're all drawn to the material realization.
Okay, we learn that every state in spirituality in the wisdom of Kabbalah has its opposite state. What is the opposite state of the sacred still, the still of Kedusha?
The still of Klipa?
Now, what is the opposite state of the sacred still?
I'm asking you, what do you mean?
I understood that the sacred still is someone who doesn't have the power to move by himself, but he has a desire to ask the friends and to advance to them and from them to the Creator.
Okay, let's say that's the case.
So what is the opposite state from him, from this, that he has the strength to move by himself?
When he has the force to move on his own, he's not considered still.
Hence my question, that is there a degree above it, above the sacred still? I'm trying to understand, maybe through the opposite. What is the sacred still, the still of Kedusha?
Yes.
So what is that state? A state where he could move by himself? Does he still need the Creator, or is he independent? What's happening?
The opposite of sacred still is vegetative sacred. You want to ask from the side of the impurity, Tuma?
I want to ask from the perspective of advancement.
So from sacred still, you get to sacred vegetative. What's the question?
And then man, and then speaking, etc.?
Yes, until he comes to these degrees, yeah.
I understand. Thank you, Rav.
The questions are difficult to understand.
Woman Beersheva 4.
Women Beersheva 4.
Good morning. I wanted to ask, regarding the quality of the request, when you turn to the 10, you have a spectrum of possibilities according to the state you're in, from a state of anterior or ascent, I don't know how to distinguish between them, where you come with a desire to help, to the lowest state, we are only surviving. So the question is, qualitatively, which one is better, the first or the last?
The last.
But then you're asking for yourself, not for them. You just want to survive.
Because you truly see how difficult that is. Women, Turkey 6.
Selam Rav, selam dostlar.
Hello, Rav, hello, World Kli.
Kişi yaptığı her eylemin ve özellikle niyetlerinin grubun safhasını etkilediği anlayışına nasıl sahip olacak? Teşekkürler.
Have you said that if a person works in the 10, he belongs to the group? How can I see and understand the influence, the impact of my actions, especially in the intention, according to the degree or the state of the 10?
You have to see, what is your state in the 10? How much are you
incorporated in them and pushing them towards the goal. Otherwise, how will you have such discernments? Italy 1.
Caro Rav, in Panin siamo contenti e siamo
in Rav. In a state of Panim interior, when we are happy and can bestow, but in a state of posterior, from where do we get the strength to bestow when we feel empty, distant from the Creator and need His help? How can we bestow in states of remoteness and dissent?
Only prayer. Only prayer. That I connect to the friends as much as I can. And I ask of the Creator to give me contact with everyone. And then together with them I'll make a change. Okay.
Mach 3.
Здравствуйте, Раф, мировой клей. Я услышал, что
I heard that the Creator gives me a complete efficiency. An incomplete efficiency. How do we complete that efficiency?
How? That's usually through prayer.
Для просьбы. Для того, чтобы соединиться вместе так, чтобы Творец ответил нам.
How do we feel it when we don't have sufficient strength for the prayer, the request, to connect in such a way that the Creator answers us?
How is a complete deficiency different from an incomplete deficiency?
Complete deficiency is a deficiency that the Creator answers. Incomplete deficiency that the Creator feels, that the person feels, but
New York,
the Creator doesn't feel, more accurately, doesn't answer it.
World Kli, it is written, if his desire is not great, it is regarded as redundancies. My question is, how can we avoid these redundancies? And how can we aim to reach this true and great desire always?
That's only by connecting together, where each one receives through the other deficiencies, and then there is a complete deficiency formed in each and every one. And that's what the Creator answers.
UK one.
Thank you, Rav. The article says, when he reaches the bottom of his evil, the Creator gives him the required help. Are there any signs on the path that we're getting closer to that point?
אז שואל קריס, האם יש סימנים בדרך שאנחנו כבר מתקרבים או הגענו לנקודה הזאת שהרבש מדבר עליה כאן?
עוד לא.
Not yet. אבל מתקרבים. Not yet, but we're getting closer.
בסדר.
Thank you.
טוב. הולנד 1.
Okay, Holland 1.
Good morning, dear Raf. Is faith, the force of faith, to reach this, is that a condition, let's say, to reach the correct intention?
Can.
Yes, of course.
But you also need an intention to reach the force of faith, or is that wrong?
Faith is a force of bestowal.
and that force of bestowal has to be felt in a person that he's working in order to achieve that force. What else are asking?
But it looks like that, let's say, to be able to observe, let's say, Torah and Mitzvot, to be able to observe it, to do, let's say, this work in practice, you need, let's say, this vessel of bestowal, the force of faith beforehand. You need this vessel of bestowal, otherwise you cannot observe it. So where does this intention fit in? Afterwards, or we need it beforehand?
So there's an intention where it's just I intend towards a certain future, and there's an intention where I aim to get to something certain and correct and true. So there are different levels of intentions, if that's what you're asking about.
PT 33. You can have the intention, let's say, to still work for myself, but you can have an intention to work for the sake of the Creator. So there are different levels of intention here.
Again.
So you have the full intention, that's yes. Actually the intention Lishma.
Again.
Okay, thank you, Rav.
PT 33.
He wrote that after he's already used to doing the deeds and doing it in happiness, that he was rewarded in doing the commandments of the Creator, then you can start talking about the intention. But when he only does the deeds, you don't mention the intention to him. So my question is, what? When a person is used to doing it happiness, so only then you can speak to him about the intention.
Because before that he's not capable. He's not capable.
No.
Why must I do it gladly? If I don't do it gladly, I can't participate in intentions? Only when you do it with gladness?
Yes, it's a sign that you're doing it willingly.
Thank you.
Clear?
Thank
you, Rav. In the article, I got a feeling that everything is in the hands of the Creator. We don't have a choice in the deficiency or filling the deficiency or even to ask, because that also the Creator does, right? So we can only draw the light. Is that correct?
Yes.
So what are the most effective actions we can do in the 10 in order to be concentrated on drawing the light?
Connection between us.
What does this mean in practice if we're not choosing it, if I'm not choosing anything?
What do you mean? You're just saying it. I need to choose by being connected with all of my friends together, and together we'll turn to the Creator and demand from Him the power of connection and the power of correction. Since this is truly the purpose of our work.
Focus group.
At the end of this long article, Rabash gives advice at the end not to run away. What does that mean?
Not to come out of the work in the group and toward the goal the Kabbalists have determined.
But is it possible? I see on myself so that you always run away, and then you discover the next day that you ran away.
That's not considered running away. That's not considered running away.
Woman 5-8.
Toda Rav.
Are ascents and descents as much as a person is distant from the Creator and he asks for help?
Yes.
And every time a person ascends and descends, that increases his connection with the Creator?
Yes. Okay, let's go to the next part.
So, let's sing a song first.
מה מפריד בינינו? מה עוצר בעדינו? מלאחות את השברים. מה משותף בינינו? מה מאחד אותנו? הרצון האינסופי. Shalom, metaknimen.